Blog Talk Radio. God bless you on this Wednesday night. This is the day that the Lord has made. And you know what? We're going to continue and rejoice, be glad in him. I just give honor to God. I give honor to God. He is the head. He is the author. He is the omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. And we just give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who the head of our life. Amen. Send a shout out to the First Lady. God bless you, my wife. Amen. First Lady ADM, God bless you, and also the ADM family. I thank God for our international listeners all over the world. We bless God for you and each and every one of you. We send a shout out to our special friends, my God, that are new listeners now, is Kingston, Jamaica. God bless you, Kingston, Jamaica. Amen. And it's always a pleasure that you making us your social media family. We do not take it lightly. Amen. Norway, my God, France, we thank God for you. United Kingdom, South Africa, my God, India, we thank God for each and every one of you over there, international, listening here. International's water, make sure you keep continuing to spread the gospel. Amen. Continue to spread the gospel with love and passion. Amen. My God Almighty. And right here in the United States of America, we thank God for our families and friends here in the United States of America. It is a pleasure. We thank God for each and every one of you, my God Almighty. All the way up to my New York and Maine, all the way down my in Florida Panhandle, all the way down for that Key West. We thank God for all of you. Amen. For making this possible, for believing in us. Amen. We just give God the honor and we bless his holy name. Amen. You know what? God is up to something. He was revealing things, because one thing about God, he's going to constantly reveal things in your life, because God wants you to continue to increase, continue to be successful. I know that you have the willpower, and I know that you have the strength and the stamina for you could do so. Amen. And I just truly believe that God finna pour it out. Amen. I know you might feel like you're in a stagnated place, a place to where it's drought. But how many of you know that you got to pass through this place, amen, to get to the place that God promised for you? And I know that you're going to continue to walk into the place that God has what? Promised for you. Amen. My God, it is a beautiful thing. It is a wonderful thing. Amen. Well, we have our mother, my God, Mother Helen of the Hour. My God, she's going to get ready to get geared up. Amen. You know what she do? All I know that I know she giving you something that come from God that is going to be very wise, knowledgeable, something that you're going to be able to apply or take heed to make us and make yourself a better individual. Amen. But before she comes, we're going to bring on our very own mother, my God, Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson, for she could pray and prepare the way. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle Temple.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive our debtors. Lord of the Most High God, this day, God, forgive us for all our sins, God, that we have committed, God, even in our minds, God. We ask that you forgive us, God. And now we go to the throne of thanksgiving once more, God, just thanking you for another day's journey, God. Oh, God, we thank you how you just kept us all day long, God, without any hurt, harm, or danger came upon us, God. We thank you, God, our minds still stayed on you, God. We thank you, Lord, for being good and mercy to us like never before, God. So we say thank you, Lord. Lord, I come to you, God. I have to beg that, but forgive me, Lord. My soul says yes to you. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple, and our First Lady from ADM Ministry, Lakeisha Spencer. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and every mother, and everybody, and everyone that's tuned in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. You have been so good to us, better than we've been to ourselves, God. We thank you, God, for walking with us, God, for guiding us and leading us in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every radio, right about Sunday, every radio listener, God. Everyone is tuned in by the internet, God. We ask that you touch them in a special way, God. Whatever their needs, God, Let your perfect will be done, God, in their life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, to say, God, that you're pouring out your emotion, God. You're pouring out your equal one standard, yes, Lord. You're pouring out your healing, God. You're pouring out your deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Everything, God, that we need is right there, God. Let us receive out of ocean that your word, God, your wisdom, of ocean, God, everything, God. We just thank you today, God. We lift every man the vessel up, every female vessel up, the ones that's pouring the truth out, out of ocean that to your people, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. Pour back into them, God, what they have poured out to us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you today continually, God, to create us an accountable shape, creating us a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you today, God, let your will be done in our life, God. Not our will, Lord, but your will, God. Move us out the way, God. Let continually, Lord, let us begin to let you come in, have a moshe, God, and have your way in our life, God. Lord, we thank you for sitting with us, God. We thank you for communing with us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, today that you give your people traveling mercy up and down the highways and the byways, God. We ask today, God, that we lift up our youth once more, God. Continue to lead them and guide them. Keep them safe and sound in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for saving them at a young age, filling them with your Holy Ghost. Out of our sake, God, we thank you today, God. Since we believe, yes, out of our sake, have we received the Holy Ghost of our sending the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you for the keeping power, God. We thank you for coming out of our sake, for strengthening us, God, that we constantly come out of our sake, press towards the more, God. Continue to stretch us, God, like never before, huh? Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, whatever you have to do, God, God, it says yes, Lord. Let us begin to say yes. Let us begin to bless God tonight. Let us begin to just lift him up, because he's worthy to be praised in everything we go to do, God. Let us come to the boat, just thanking you, God. Thanking you, Lord, about shake, God. Thank you for how you just growed us up in you, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for how you have tucking things from us, God. That wasn't the right in your will, God. Thank you, Lord, for constantly molding us. Oh, molding us, God, about shake, God. We thank you for your joy. Say it about shut now. We thank you for your joy that's bubbling on the inside, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to bow down to you. I worship you, God, in the most shape. Praying like never before, like it's our last day here, God. How the most say, studying your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, how the most say, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. These times of the most say, God. These things, God, this afternoon, God. We just ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody just take the time out and just thank the Lord, our God. You just thank him tonight because he is so good. Amen. Even though when we don't even deserve the blessings that we know we don't deserve, but somehow God's grace and mercy and his passion, he begin to pour out on us. So you got enough right there alone to just thank him, my God, and give him the praise no matter what it look like, no matter what it is. You just go ahead and thank him and magnify the living God. Father, we thank you.
Lord.
We bless your
thank
name
you,
in spite of or whatever
God.
It is, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We worship you, God,
thank
for
you,
who
Lord.
You are.
Yes, Lord.
My God Almighty,
yes,
we give you all the
ooh,
glory.
Yes,
I dare somebody just to take a few
hallelujah,
minutes, no
Lord.
Matter where you at right now,
yes,
and just
Lord.
Go ahead and thank the living God. You
yes,
thank
Lord.
Him for your children.
Hallelujah.
You thank
yes,
him for keeping
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
You thank him, my God,
thank
for keeping
you.
Your cover.
Yes.
You think that when the enemy tried to come up against you, he left a standard, he left a standard against him, you might well go ahead and thank him. You are blessed and highly favored. You are blessed more than you think you are. You are highly favored more than you think you are. So you might well go ahead and thank the living God. Is it anybody just got to thank you, praise, I thank you, worship, my
going through here on the East Coast of Wild Honey, dear Lord. Thanks for America. We just want to sing the Lord. My God, why don't you magnify the Lord with me? Because he is good. His mercy endures forever and ever. God, I thank you, Lord.
Because he is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, I know y'all fired up. I'm fired up and stirred up right now myself.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
My God Almighty. Well, we got a mother. She's going to come and she's going to keep it stirred up. Probably put some more on it.
Yes.
Amen. But whatever you want to do with it, let God have his way. God bless you, Mother Helen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Mother Jack. Oh, it's just such a good day to be alive. This is Thankful Wednesday. Working people call this hump day. Yeah, you made it to Wednesday. First, I truly give honor to God, who's the head of my life, to my pastor, prophet, Apostle Temple Spencer, the first lady of the house, Lakeisha Temple Spencer, to all the mothers, the deacons, and the ministers, everybody at ADM, the youth, all of my family at ADM, I greet you with love and peace. Well, I got my second win. I'm rested, so I'm ready to go.
Amen.
And I'm coming tonight as just a wisdom warrior. I'm not going to be long, but I'm going to come on strong.
Amen.
I guess you see so much going on in the world and so much happening with our youth and families, and it kind of makes you discouraged. And then in our own lives, sometimes we wonder, well, what's going on? But when we decided to take up that cross and follow Jesus, then the oppositions will come.
Amen.
You have to count up the cost. Can we pass the test? And tests will come. Many of us have gone through these tests, and we're wondering what it's all about. It's nothing you done wrong. It's only just a test.
Amen.
When you have great expectations from the Lord, opposition will come. But if you just remember that the hand of God is always on us, you'll make it. I'm still just appalled and just thinking about the word that I heard Monday night. You know, I read that scripture many times about Joseph. It seemed like it came alive, and we complain about what we go through. But Joseph never took down. He stayed the course. And, you know, he was a dreamer, and he couldn't even tell his dream to his brother because they hated him. And sometimes we face that dilemma ourselves.
Yes,
but it was
do.
Such a beautiful story, and everybody, I hope, got something out of that.
Amen.
You're going to go through things. You're going to go through opposition. when you take a look at all of the great writers of the Word of God, Job, and think about Paul in the dungeon, chained up in the cold, sick, that he wrote those eight books that we read, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Romans. Oh, we enjoy reading the Word of God. So you think about the men in the Bible and what they went through. So if we're going to walk in our person, we're going to face opposition.
Amen.
You don't get distracted. Some battles don't even deserve your attention.
Amen.
Because these are some of the things that he will distract you with. The days that you're not feeling your best. The days when you're tired and weary.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to regroup and get back in the race. That's when he comes and whisper in your ear. He may tell you something like, well, you know, Apostle acted funny today. What was wrong with him? Evangelist Anita, she didn't speak to me right. I can use them as example, and they won't take offense to it. But I'm just using these as example when he catch you in a down moment and he distract you from your purpose. But sometimes you don't even deserve to think on those things if you keep your eyes on the prize. He tells you all through the word, let not your heart be troubled. He tells you to keep the faith. He tells you the Lord is your shepherd, and he will restore you. He leads you by still waters. So why do we worry about the test? When great expectations come, get ready. But remember, the hands of God is still in your life. Dogs don't bark at parked cars. They bark at every moving target. And we use the enemy as a dog. Because he comes to you in your down times when you're not feeling well, and he'll draw your attention to something that's irrelevant to what you even need to be thinking about. So know when you walk in your purpose, that when you get close to the goal, people will talk. The persecution will come.
Yes, it will.
You have to remember God has a purpose for all of us. So don't take your eyes off the prize. Don't let opinion of people make you miss the mark. Reboot, recommit, and let God work in you.
Amen.
With that being said, how many, you know, that just like Joseph, some of our worst foes can be in our families.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to be quiet. Sometimes you can't tell your hopes and your dreams. It's sad that it's like that. But I'm going to prove it to you. If you would, if you have your Bibles, go with me to Luke, the 21st chapter, where Jesus was teaching his disciples on the Mount of Olives. They were asking a lot of questions about a lot of things. And this is basically what we're going to talk about. If you're going through the family members or anybody, as far as they're concerned, that you will get oppositions, you will get, because maybe they are not going where you're going. Maybe they don't see what you see. And I'm going to give you a couple of other scriptures you can read in your spare time about this. Matthew's, the 24th chapter, 3rd verse 2 to 14. Mark, the 13th chapter, 3 through 13. And it's important that you always, when anybody come to you, read it for yourself and get your revelations. He said, teacher, they asked, when will this be, and what will happen in order to show that the time has come for it to take place? Jesus said, watch out. Don't be fooled. Many men claiming to speak for me will come and say, I am he, and the time has come. But don't follow them. Don't be afraid when you hear of wars and revolution. Such things must happen first, but they do not mean that the end is near. He went on to say, countries will fight each other, kingdoms will attack one another. There will be terrible earthquakes, famines, and plagues everywhere. There will be strange, terrifying things that come from the sky. Before all these things take place, however, you will be arrested and persecuted. You will be handed over to be tried in the synagogues and be put in prison. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my sake. This will be your chance to tell the good news. Make up your minds ahead of time not to worry about how you will defend yourselves, because I will give you such words and wisdom that none of your enemies will be able to refute or contradict what you say. You will be handed over by your parents, your brothers, and relatives and friends, and some of you will be put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a single hair from your heads will be lost. Stand firm, and you will save yourselves. That's talking about the oppositions, the trouble and the persecution and the trials that would come. He taught it to his disciples, but he gave us a leg to stand on by writing all of the Psalms and the Proverbs. He said in the third, he said, trust in him at all times. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. He told you, let not your heart be troubled. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. All of these things that you can take and compile in your mind. When the persecution comes, when the opposition comes, know it's only just a test. You can't, if you're going to worry about what people say, if you can't go through the process, then you can't receive the promise. And God promises everlasting life. He promised that whatever we ask in his name, he will do it. But we have to believe and trust in what his promises say. Then I jumped over and spotted another scripture that caught my eye. And it's the 34th verse, and still in the same chapter, the 21st chapter of Luke. He said, be careful not to let yourself become occupied with too much feasting and drinking and with the worries of this life, or that day may suddenly catch you like a trap. For it will come upon all people everywhere on earth. Be on watch and pray always that you will have the strength to go safely through all these things that will happen, to stand before the Son of Man. So I say to you, pass your test, because it's only just a test. Man. If your setback is just a setup for a comeback. Yeah. Like I say, it's only just a guess. When the opposition comes, when the opinions come, it's only just a test. When you feel let down, disappointed, it's only just a test. Lean and depend on Jesus. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he never forsakes us, nor will he ever leave us. I hope that I have encouraged someone today about persecutions and trials when they come. Continue to walk in your purpose. When you get close to the purpose, that's when you notice things seemingly may fall apart. But like I said before, don't throw a stone at a dog, because every dog that barks, he doesn't bark at things that are still. He barks at the things that are on the move. So don't throw a stone at every barking dog. Keep looking to the hills from whence cometh all of your help. All of your help cometh from who? It cometh from the Lord. I leave you with a nugget. Don't waste words on people who deserve your silence. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is just say nothing at all. God bless you. And I will see you next Wednesday, same time, same station. Amen.
Mother Helen always bring a rich and enlightened word to where, you know, one thing I love about it speaks to right now. And that, you know, that's the individual that seeks God. because God deals with the timing right now and also what's to come. And, you know, so what a rich word. And it's something I'm going to, because I spent some time with God, and I wish many of you that is listening, you could get to ADM this Sunday. Amen. Really going to show you something and really going to peep out in something. And, because these couple of weeks, couple of months, it's been a very tough, at that moment, before God stepped in and showed me something, it was like very tough, you know, very tough, amen. But I realized something, and walking with the Holy Ghost, some of us, we are being replanted into new grounds. And when God have to uproot you out of the old ground or the old soil and replant you into new ground, into new soil, now the compaction or the compacting of the ground level has to be compact around you. Different things has to be, new nutrients, new minerals has to be added to you. And we could get them, we could take that season as a season of the enemy or as warfare. And, and the Lord showed me something this week, my God, and he had to show me that, you know, especially myself and a lot of things, especially with the ministry and different things, and a lot of you in your life, you feel and probably feel uncomfortable because God have to replant you. Because if God going to give you a platform that's going to give you into a platform that is going to bless nations, he got to make sure he plants you in that ground. Amen. You probably was a starter plant where you started in one ground. And after you started in one ground, you moved to another ground. And once you move to another ground, then you move to your last ground where you're going to begin to grow and sprout into the things that God wants you to be. Some things God allow calls in your life because he have to uproot you and it doesn't feel good and replant you into another ground that you could continue to grow and you could continue to spread. Amen. My God Almighty, for you could continue to incline into the things of God. I don't know about you, my God Almighty, but I caught the revelation that God showed, especially Mother Helen is very confirming a lot of things, my God. But plant me, God, into the ground that he see fit. And I'm telling many of you right now, many of you, you don't exhaust the place where you at right now. You don't exhaust the ground where you at right now. You don't plateau in that area. You don't plateau, or you cannot spread no more in that pot where you at right now. That pot don't got small. In order for you to continue to grow and the roots could continue to spread, as God ordained it to be, he got to plant you in bigger ground. And as you getting uprooted and being repositioned and removed, you better believe it's fragile. That plant is fragile until the roots take place or until the roots grab the new ground. And my God, until then, you need support. You got to hold you up, amen, until the roots grab new grounds. We pray for you in the Holy Ghost. As God begin to reposition your life, as God begin to replant you in different grounds and new places and new ground for you to continue to spread, for you continue to grow, amen, for God could continue to do different things in you, amen. I pray in the Holy Ghost that you're going to get into these grounds, you're going to set your root, and you're going to keep seeking the face of the Lord, amen. Amen. Oh my God, I can't wait till I break this down, especially in I ministry, ADM. I can't wait, amen, really to show you all what the Lord done reveal, especially in the place and the timing. My God, he is awesome. He is an awesome God. Amen. My God, somebody need to tell themselves, let's keep going up higher into the things of the Lord. Let's keep going higher. You keep going higher into the things of the Lord. Well put, well said. I love that, Mother Helen, amen, because she sees God. And I'm telling you, certain individuals, my God,
God, that walk with you. You could just listen to the conversation that they have with you, and you could hear God speaking out of them, very confirming a whole bunch, confirming a whole lot of things, amen, that you never discussed with them or with nobody, amen. But one thing I'm telling you, saints of God, I want you in that house. If you're the king maker, whatever you got to do, I'm going to send out mass test. We're going to send out address, because this is going to be a revelation, a timing word for you could keep sowing until you're successful into the place, amen, that God have you to soar in. I'm telling you, he is an awesome God. Amen. Listen, my God, we just thank God for what he is doing, and we just bless God for what he is doing. Amen. We're going to have an inspiration hour tomorrow morning with our very own Deacon Joe. Amen. After that, we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to see you all Monday or Sunday. Matter of fact, let's take Monday out of the equation. Yeah, but we're going to see you Sunday. Amen. Listen, saints of God, God is doing a new thing. He is doing transitional things. My God, ADM finna go through some transitions. We're finna go through some new things. So all our listeners, all our partners, one thing I want you to do, we want you to contact us. We want you to give your information. We want you to go ahead and connect with us. We want to contact with us. I know that you're listening on a broadcast, you're downloading this service and different things. But we want to make sure you stay in contact with us. Why? Because we didn't plan it. We are being positioned into another field. And that another field, it calls different things and how we do different things a little bit differently. Amen? And we want to make sure you stay in the loop. We want to make sure we keep you in the loop. And we want to make sure you continue to get the information that you need. Amen? Amen. So let that be said. We thank God for you all. We're going to come on for Inspiration Hour tomorrow morning. Amen? And we bless God for each and every one of you. If you got to come out of town, regardless of where you got to come for Sunday, I want you to be in that house. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. We'll see you till then. Amen.